Lamont Jones is shattered when his cousin dies just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. Wondery presents Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When Luigi Mangione was arrested for allegedly shooting the CEO of United Healthcare, he didn't just spark outrage. He ignited a cultural firestorm. Is the system working, or is it time for a reckoning? I'm Jesse Weber. Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus.
Well, we've done it, tavern heads, vermillionaires, framing deviceroys, yes. We've made it through 2020. All the tears, the screaming, the crying, the night terrors, the endless sourdough starters, the sexual misunderstandings. The sexual misunderstandings involving sourdough starters, the laughter, and the Aragorn and Rug from Aladdin slash fiction. And everything that happened earlier than last week. We've made it, and all that's left is one more transmission from Foon. What I'm saying is no one will blame you if you choose to give up now. Otherwise, the shattering is over, and the crew is on the road again, creating valuable contract work for Foley artists just before the holiday season. So, mix up a hot mug of cocoa, sink into your favorite armchair. Stop thinking about that faded map that delirious crone pushed into your hand at your college professor's funeral 2 weeks ago. Why could no one else see her? Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. Oh, that's so windy. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. Many years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord. After months house-sitting for Skullmaster, we are actually back on the road, on the move. But I forgot, it's so cold. It's snowing so much. Are we close to any kind of tavern or place to stop?
I hope so. I don't know. Usador, do you see anything, or do you know anything about this area?
I seem to recall a small tavern atop this very mountain. But follow me, but a while longer.
Wait, Usador, atop the mountain?
Yes, through this forest and atop the mountain. There's a small tavern there. I do remember it. Follow me. Let's forge ahead, brave heroes.
No, we can't. I can't go up a mountain. I'm exhausted, and I am wet, and I am cold. And I just started the podcast, you know what I mean? Like, the episode has started, and I don't want to spend too much time doing walking noises, because I get winded fast.
But surely if we stay here, the cold shall do you in. It shall take no life from me, for I am a great and powerful wizard, nigh impossible to kill.
Oh, and I should have turned into a polar bear hours ago. Let me go ahead and... Ooh, there we go. Oh yeah, I feel nice. Arnie, you want to jump on my back?
Why do you always want me to ride you?
Oh, just preference.
This is a wonderful reminder for me. Happy Shiftmas.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I forgot it was Shiftmas.
Yes.
Is it Shiftmas already?
Yes, the winter solstice is nearly here, and all of the winter holidays are happening at the same time. Thousands and thousands of them all across Foon.
We were stuck in Castle Skullmaster for so long, I've lost track of all time. I can't believe it's the holidays season already.
Ooh, yeah, do you guys, since we're out in the snow and it's the holidays, do you guys want to build a blizzard wizard?
Ooh, that sounds fun. I'd love to do that.
Okay.
What's this?
It's a blizzard wizard. You make a wizard out of snow and then you imbue it with life, and it lasts for about an hour. It mostly just screams, but they're so fun to look at. And it's the process that's the joy.
The saddest ones are the ones that think they're going to make it to the summer, and they love to sing about it.
But then they don't last very long.
No. They die a very painful death.
No, wait, guys, I see. Is there a little light over here? I feel like Let's see. Maybe there's some place to stop. At the very least, maybe someone has a fire.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Do you hear that?
Hey.
I thought I heard something.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hello?
Look. Down here.
Oh, hey.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh, it's an adorable little squirrel.
It's three fellas. We're just calling it out. Hey, it's so good. It's good to meet you.
Hey,
good to meet you.
Thank you. My name's Fluff.
Fluff.
Yeah, oh, you're adorable.
Thank you. I take pride in it. It's because of my fluffy tail. And I've got a twinkle in one eye and the other one, cataract.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. It is a pleasure to meet thee, Fluff. I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangok. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar, and many squirrel friend have in the past called me Acorn Nutbringer.
Ooh, Usador's got a squirrel friend. Uh-oh.
Oh, a lot of people say they have a squirrel friend. I bet she goes to a different realm.
I'm Arnie. I'm from another world.
Killer. Love it.
Yeah, and I'm Chunt. I'm a polar bear right now. This must be confusing, so... there we go, back to a badger. Hello. I'm a shapeshifter who's typically a badger.
Killer. Oh, man. What a cool posse you guys have.
Oh,
this is so
thank
fun.
You.
Traveling around.
Fluff, we must beg of thee. We saw some small light up ahead. Do you have a hovel or a campfire nearby that my friends may gather themselves around to keep warm in this cold winter day?
Even better, big hole under a tree.
Oh.
Big hole under a tree? My favorite.
Yeah. Excellent. You guys, just come on down. There's plenty of space. I was just out here looking for some extra food because it's about to be my hibernation time, and I'm turning this place into a hibernation station, if you know what I mean.
Ooh.
So it is decked out. We got nuts. We got berries. All manner of soft things to laze about, to rest upon. This is going to be a party. Come on down.
Yeah, let's just climb down here.
Yeah.
I love berries,
yeah,
and I love all manner of soft things.
Perfect.
Okay. There we go. All right.
Oh, it's lovely down here.
This is nice. Oh,
you
have a big stash of burberries.
Yeah,
Arnie,
you want some?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. Arnie, burberries are berries that only grow in the snow and cold. They're to help you kind of thaw out, and they're insanely expensive.
And if you eat like three, you get a buzz that doesn't quit. It is.
Whoa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know?
But look at the beautiful, intricate designs on them. Look at how beautiful they are.
They're so beautiful. It takes me a while to find them, but I gotta, you know, I make a big stash, and then if I wake up when I'm hibernating, I pop one, just kind of bliss out, back to hibernation.
Do you ever have to worry about finding fake burberries?
Yeah. That's down by the canal stream. they sell a lot of fake burberries down by Canal Stream.
Oh, Canal Stream has a lot of fake burberries, a lot of fake Bursachi, just a lot of the colder items are easily mimicked, I guess.
John, what's a Bursachi? It's not a berry. It sounds like it's a cold thing.
Yeah, well, a Bursachi is it's not quite a purse, it's not quite a coat, but oh boy, is it comfy?
It is. It is like a purse-sized coat for a squirrel such as myself to wear. I get in, larger beings carry me around. It's a great time.
Yeah,
and
that's fantastic.
I'll tell you what, even a fake Versace, that's a pretty good Versace.
I mean, a Versace is like a purse-satchel combination, but a Versace is like, it's like what you said with Kleenex being a brand, not an item.
Yeah, but really, it just feels better to say Kleenex than tissue.
Mm-hmm. You can also get some good fake Bucci. Bucci is ghost cheese.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's like, it used to be cheesy. It's very light. It's a light snack. It's not great for hibernating because you wake up, your tummy's rumbling. Not great. But you can get it down by Canal Stream.
Fluff, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
I have so many hibernation questions.
Yeah.
How do you do like your business when you're hibernating?
That's a great question. I mostly hold it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mostly, though. There's a mostly in there.
Look, I go out a couple times per winter,
usually, you know, every 6 to 7 weeks, and I'll do my business outside, but I don't like when people see me because it makes me seem like a bad hibernator.
Oh. Right?
Yeah. So I try to kind of sneak it behind a bush. Normally, I'm a squirrel. I go wherever people think it's cute. But during hibernation, I try to keep it discreet.
Chant, have you ever hibernated?
You know what? A lot of times when I shift into an animal, I take on some of their traits, but not all their traits. So I've been bears before, and then, like, everybody hibernated, and I didn't just because I didn't have the instinct. So I was bored out of my fucking gourd.
Oh, lots of times to pull fun pranks, though.
Right? I put this bear's paw in honey, and he didn't really do anything, but it was very funny. What else did I do? I braided a bear's hair. let's see. What else? That's about it.
I once put a bear's bra into an ice-cold cave.
Oh, damn.
But that had nothing to do with hibernation.
That was just kind of a... That's more of a kink.
Yeah, it is just a thing I'm into.
Cold bear bra, yeah. I've heard of it.
Love it.
Very cool. Really cool.
I love when kinks come back together.
The best.
Cold bear bra. I hear that all the time from dudes.
Speaking of which, you guys want a cold bear? I got some brewskis on deck.
Yeah, bra.
Yeah. They're little, so you're going to have to drink a few because if you're bigger. But, I'm little, so I'm going to drink one and just kind of chill.
We don't want to take all of the supplies you've gathered here for your hibernation. You'll need these to get through the winter.
Honestly, some of them are for the Scorpal Bowl.
What's
Scorpal Bowl?
What's that?
The Scorpal Bowl.
Dude, so good. When hibernation ends, the squirrels, we get into a big kind of arena, right? I don't know if you guys have them, but it's a big arena, and the squirrels just fucking fight to the death. And well, there's one that wins, and it's great. It's not all the squirrels. It's like 53 against 53, and then the survivors of one side, they're the winners of the Scorpal Bowl. They get some kind of plush hibernation digs the next year. They get to, you know, they get kind of their pick of the nuts and the tallest trees. It's pretty neat. And then the rest of it is kind of watch, and it brings out a bloodlust that I don't like about myself, but what a rush.
I've seen a Scorpal Bowl before. Arnie, when he says arena, usually they just take over like a town fountain.
And then, oh, yeah.
Then all the water in town is filled with squirrel blood for a while. But it's good for you in the wintertime. Helps keep you warm.
I guess after a long winter of hibernating, it's good to kind of get a lot of excess energy to work off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's the squirrels that fight, and then even the ones of us that watch. And the brews, it's not like a celebratory thing you drink to forget, you know?
And I've seen a Scorpal Bowl before, but I guess, if I'm being honest and no offense, I mostly watch it for the ads.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The small handheld axe that we use. The ads, yes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I see your ads?
Yeah, man. Check it out.
Whoa.
Yeah. Pretty shiny.
That is cool. I mean, it's tiny, but...
It's little, yeah, well, I mean...
But for a squirrel, it's perfect. It's perfect size.
Yeah, it's not the size of the ads. That's a big squirrel saying. I'm trying to get it started.
If you start swinging that thing around with a bunch of squirrels around you, you could decapitate a couple squirrels pretty easy.
Yeah, I bet I could.
That's pretty impressive.
Thank you. It would be. I've never done it. I mean, it just seems rude, but I probably could if I wanted.
Fluff, can I ask, when you said that you had a big cave... I was thinking that we wouldn't even fit because, you know, you're a tiny
squirrel.
Right,
because I'm little. Yeah, yeah,
But this place is big. Like,
it's really big.
Why do you have such a big place, Fluff?
Well, I'm really good at digging, right? So when I get started, I'm just like, this place is going to be big as hell, and I'm going to have so much fun digging it out. Second thing, love company. Always excited to have guests. And I'm like, you know, I love squirrel guests. That's pretty cool. But like, sometimes, no offense, you're not the first badger that's been down here, if you know what I'm saying.
No.
By that I mean, I've got some friends. And I've had people-sized people down here before, too. And I just want to make sure everybody's comfortable. Everybody feels good. There's, as I mentioned before, all manner of soft things to sit on. We got pelts. We got leaves. We got that's most of it.
Mind if I pull up some of these leaves?
Dude, be my guest.
Ah, oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, nothing like a leaf throw.
Yeah, Arnie, speaking of someone who has had many hovels and many underground homes, It's actually pretty convenient because you have a guest over. Bingo bango, you can dig yourself a guest room. Like, it's, you know,
oh, yeah.
It's very easy to just make your house anything you want it to be.
Wow.
Yeah, it used to be a little smaller, but I kept having friends coming over. I clawed out an addition. You know, I'm an empty nester now, but I've got kids that I know of.
Oh, what has happened to your children? Have they moved on and are living their own lives now?
Exactly right. They're out. They're just doing all sorts of things. I'm so proud of them. I wish I could show you a picture, but
please.
I can describe them to you.
Okay, let's close our eyes. Let's close our eyes and just draw a mental picture for us.
Okay, so they're about yay high.
Okay. Oh, hold on. Let me open my eyes.
Oh, okay. No.
Oh, great. Sorry.
Keep them closed.
Okay.
Yep. Yay high.
Okay. Uh-huh.
They got their fur's like kind of just this shade. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Got it.
Yep, they got that like pizzazz.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Is that doing it for you?
Yeah, Arnie Chunt. They just look like him.
Yeah. Oh yeah, shoot! I should have said that. They look like me, but some are smaller, some are bigger. That's a trip, right? You have kids, they get bigger than you. What gives? I'm so much older than them. I feel like I should keep growing, but I stopped, and some of them kept getting bigger.
Life is filled with mysteries.
Well, speaking of your family, it's the winter solstice. Are there any squirrel holidays that would bring your family back to you before you go into hibernation? Will you get to see them anytime soon?
Well, they've got some families of their own now, and I try to pop in and see them, so that'll be nice. I'm going to bring over some of those fancy berries, and drop some of those off for their hibernation. It's good to be a grandpa squirrel, you know? You get to hold the little squirrels, and you can give them back at the end of the day. So I'm going to do that.
You're a grandpa squirrel?
Oh, hell yeah. Love it.
Whoa.
Bruh.
Wow.
Of course.
That's wild, brah.
That's what I'm saying. It's a trip. I never thought I would be a grandpa. I always thought I was just going to be like a cool uncle. Mm. But these things happen.
Let's close our eyes. And do you mind describing your grandchildren?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've learned from the last time. I can paint you a better picture now.
Okay.
Picture me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got smaller. It. Smaller. Smaller. Uh-huh. Stop there.
Oh.
Got it. Yeah.
Wow. That's adorable.
Adorable. And, oh, sorry. Close your eyes again.
Oh. Yep.
No cataracts.
Oh, even cuter.
Okay, well, that hurts a little bit, but sure.
I gotta say, Fluff, your grandkids are adorable, and I can see the family resemblance.
Thank you. Oh my gosh.
I should mention, just in case it's not clear, a cataract is when a cat wrecks your eye. A cat will obviously try and kill a mouse or a squirrel, no offense. And squirrels, I mean, in Foon, squirrels are basically like ground pigeons or tree pigeons. So they're basically, no offense, of course.
That's not a slur. It's just accurate.
Or like morning rats. You guys are like morning rats, right?
Okay. We're getting there. It's kind of on the edge.
Oh, I'm sorry.
For a badger to say.
Now, whoa. Chunt, watch your tongue. For I was brought into this world by a very conspiracy of birds and rain and wind and fire and squirrels and frogs, all the little woodland creatures that did decide there must be a champion, and therefore did cry forth, let this champion step forth into the world, and thus Usador was born.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, it's a great time.
Real wet and wild.
And I love squirrels, so don't talk crap about squirrels.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry, if I'm being honest, I'm obviously a little testy because, you know, Fluff was talking about his children and grandchildren, and I, of course, have a child of my own that I miss dearly. They got lost in the mail somehow, so I'm just missing Eggy Baby. Now, Fluff, close your eyes, and I'll describe my child for you. So picture an egg.
Yep.
Bigger.
Okay.
Bigger.
Wow.
A little bit bigger.
Damn.
Stop there.
Yeah, sorry, a little bit smaller. Just a little bit smaller.
Smaller.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah. Whoa. That's a beautiful child.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Chun, has there been any word on where Eggy Baby might be? You said Eggy Baby got lost in the mail?
Yeah, I think the school, Jizzle Knob, was supposed to mail Eggy Baby to me. And, oh boy, I want to say that was like 40 or 50 episodes ago. So I can only assume they're lost in the mail.
They mail stuff via wolves with bat wings, so.
That's right. Oh, that's right. Yeah, so we'll just have to keep an eye out, but fingers crossed, right?
You think there's any chance that Eggy Baby has hatched by now?
I doubt it.
Me too.
Yeah. That would be weird. So that's a big one. I go visiting. There's other squirrel holidays around the solstice too.
Ooh.
There's one where it's like a kind of a nut eating contest. So you just try to, and then, you know, hold them in your cheeks, kind of gnaw them down little by little.
Nut munch.
Yep. So you've heard of it.
I know nut munch.
Yeah. This isn't your first rodeo.
No, I've also been to a rodeo. Ani, do they have rodeos on Earth?
Yeah, but what are rodeos on Foon?
It's a great street. You can shop for there and get anything very fancy.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, but they got a lot of nuts, a lot of berries. That's mostly what I'm concerned with. I see the nut store, I see the berry store. I'm kind of done shopping for the day. I get all the clothes I need on my back and on my tail.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty sick.
Why waste your money buying outer garments that you need not when all of the pressures of this world demand that you buy something? No, you shall not fall prey to their marketing schemes.
You know what, though? Now that you're saying that, I can't resist going into the Apple store, buying a nice Gala or Pink Lady, just coming out munching down.
A lot of times I go to the Apple store and I just kind of look around and I go, oh, all right.
Mm-hmm. I'll typically go to the Genus Bar and just be like, what's the DNA makeup of this apple? Like, what is its origins? Where does it come from? Where does it fall, you know, in nature? And I feel like the people at the Genus Bar are pretty great. They're a little flippant sometimes, but they're pretty great overall.
One time I did buy an Apple Watch.
Ooh.
It's just an apple that's strapped to my wrist.
So you know what they say? There's a squirrel saying, a watched apple never grows.
Oh, that is profound.
Thank you.
Wow. You know, whenever I go to the Apple store, I'm like, do I really need a new apple? I mean, I barely eat the old apple I've got.
Well, here's the problem is the apples kind of get real weird after like a couple of years and then you need a new one. They do that on purpose, I think.
Yeah, they do that on purpose. They make it so you can't eat apples years later.
Yeah.
It's almost like nature starts to break down the apple and it starts to rot from the very inside out. And then they just want you to buy a new apple every season. And that's why they keep growing these apple trees.
Fucking nature. That's how they get you.
It's exhausting. And they're always making the core of the apple more and more powerful, these more powerful cores. And it's just like, at some point, I don't know, just give me an apple. I don't need, you know, you don't use most of the apple, right? I eat the flesh around the core, but I'm not using most of it. So why am I paying this much when I'm only, you know, biting a little bit off?
It's too much fruit.
Still, it's better than an android.
What's an android?
Yeah, you can't eat them. Can't eat them.
There's so much stuff you can't eat, and I hate that shit.
Oh, Fluff. I think I would not forgive myself if I didn't ask you as a squirrel if you would please grace us with your presence on a little spin-off show. Well, it's actually its own show. It's called Gettin' Nuts. Do you mind being a guest just on a quick 10-second podcast?
I love it. What is it?
So this is Usador.
This is Chunt.
And this is Fluff.
And we're Gettin' Nuts.
Oh, you got it, Fluff. So let's see. Let me look around the room here. Oh, I found an acorn.
You got it. Yes. Oh, man. I'll tell you what. You keep looking. You're going to find a lot of acorns down here. There's months worth.
I have a Brazil nut.
Ooh.
I don't know how these nuts were named, but it's a Brazil nut.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because they taste like a Brazilian dollars.
They're brilicious.
Uh-huh.
That's very true.
Hey, guys, I wandered away while you're
doing
Gettin'
Nuts.
You're
not on
this
episode.
No, okay, fine. I'll go and I'll explore the hovel a little more. I'll be back.
I get this macadamia nut.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Those are so delicious.
So delicious.
So you have all manner of nut here for your hibernating time.
Mm-hmm.
When you're done with your hibernating time, do you have surplus nuts? What do you do with the surplus nuts, if you have any?
I donate some, but you know, so much of the time you donate nuts, they end up in a landfill. And I eat them. I save them, eat them through the rest of the year. They stay pretty good, not like apples. And yeah, and then there's the post scrupable feast. So that's Ooh. That's another big family time down here where all my grandkids come over, my kids, my enemies, I invite them too.
Oh.
And yeah. You gotta. It's a big squirrel saying, keep your friends close and put your nuts in your enemy's mouth. And I think that is really that's like a spirit of generosity that I try to embody.
I don't want to seem diminutive, but how does a squirrel get enemies? It seems like you have this peaceful sort of life in the forest that wouldn't require making any enemies.
You don't know the half of it.
I'd love to.
All right. So, you know trees, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of territorial wars over trees. We can run across branches, and we like to, you know, to keep the territory to ourselves. Finding the nuts, finding the fruits. Well, it gets pretty wild out here in the forest. So if another squirrel tries to encroach on my family's tree territory, that could start it. If I'm out there trying to encroach on their tree territory because I think they're a coward and I like Ooh. The apricots they have going on, and I think, like, I could use an apricot in my underground bunker, yeah, then it's going to start some shit. But after hibernation, they come over, we share some nuts, we try to squash the beef. That's a tradition where we stamp with our feet on small patties of beef. And then when it gets all the way flat, we should have, by that point, argued out our differences.
Nice. Isidore, Arnie. Yeah. Arnie, come back over here.
Wait, no, let's finish the episode, so Arnie can be back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's getting nuts.
I've got some things to plug.
Yeah, go ahead and do your plugs.
Yep, there's a hole in my roof that I'm going to need to put some tree sap in. That's basically it. So if anybody has tree sap, bring it to my underground cave, and it'll really help me out, because when the snow melts, it trickles through. It's very chilly down here.
Oh, I'll fix that for you. I'm a great and powerful magician, so I'll just move this rock.
Thank
and wasn't Tree Sap one of the greatest defensive linemen for the Scorpio Bowl?
Oh yeah, he was incredible. He murdered so many other squirrels.
What are your feelings on Tom Shady, the squirrel that lives in the shade of the tree? Didn't he inflate nuts one year?
Well, yeah, he did, but maybe he didn't. Who knows? I think that he's a champion for looking for a competitive edge, and I respect that. It's a squirrel-eat-squirrel world out there.
He's so handsome.
Not literally, really. He's so handsome. And he's, like, the oldest squirrel in the league, and he's still playing at such a high level. Man, you gotta hand it to him. He'll take it. He'll take it from you. Him. Yeah.
Arnie, Isidore. Hey.
Yes.
I you know how earlier he said he was bringing us down to his hibernation station?
Yeah.
Just a moment ago, he called it his underground bunker. And now that I'm looking around, I think we're locked in here.
Do you think?
I think so. And look at the posters on his wall. It's a lot of conspiracies.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And look at his little hat. Is that... It seems to be made out of some sort of foil or some sort of thin metal.
Mm.
I think we're
trapped in a bunker. With a squirrel.
Everywhere. Guys, everything cool?
Hey, Fluff. Yeah, we're just inside jokes. Just inside jokes.
I love them. I love an inside joke. Oh, they're so good. Yeah. I mean, sometimes I hear them and I don't even get them, and I just like how inside they are. You know? It's like, oh, stay inside. It's cold out there. Jokes. Just huddle up for the winter. Hibernate with me, jokes.
Oh,
this is good. Yeah.
Speaking of hibernating with you, how do we... When we do need to leave, how do we get out of here?
Okay, well, in 3 to 4 months, the soil will loosen and the door will become unstuck from the winter freeze. It'll thaw, and then we'll just go out and we'll go out on the town, rip it up.
Nice, boys' night.
Regretting covering that hole with a rock now.
Oh, no, I love that you did that. It's going to be so dry in here.
Oh.
It's going to be a dry-ass winter.
I don't know. We just got out of being in Castle Skullmaster for months and months. I don't know. Should we spend months and months in this hovel?
Okay, all right. Okay, I see what you're saying. No, that's fine. I mean, it's totally fine. If you guys got to get going, there's no problem at all. I got so many kids, and they got kids, and we're going to have a good time. They're going to come over. We're going to hibernate. It's going to be fine. Don't need you guys to hibernate with me. Why would you think that I was going to... Don't worry about it.
But didn't you say you were an empty nester, and they all have their own lives now?
If they were coming over, you wouldn't have sealed the cave yet.
No. I have a full and rich life, even though the kids moved away and I don't see them very often. And, you know, they wouldn't kill them to visit, but maybe it would. There's a lot of crows around, a lot of hawks, so maybe it would kill them to visit. Who's to say? Anyway, I'm just saying, totally cool if you guys want to go. and I'll just, you know, I'm going to have company over. Look at all these nuts. You think one guy is going to eat all these nuts? It's ridiculous. That's our inside joke. One guy eating all those nuts.
Very good. Why don't we all take a quick break? And when we come back from the break, we'll decide if we're going to hibernate here with Fluff or if we're going to do something else.
Also, if this break takes months and months and months, that just means that we hibernated before coming back.
I'm cool either way.
Hey, I'm Mike Corey, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we take you to the edge of some of the most incredible adventure and survival stories in history. In our next season, it's 1980, and in the Pacific Northwest, the long, dormant volcano Mount St. Helens is showing signs of life. Scientists warn that a big eruption is coming, but a restricted zone around the mountain is limited by politics. On May 18th, hikers, loggers, reporters, and researchers are caught in the blast zone as the volcano erupts. They find themselves pummeled by a deadly combination of scorching heat, smothering ash, and massive mudslides. The survivors have to find their way to safety before they succumb to their injuries or face another eruption. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Binge the entire season ad-free right now only on Wondery Plus. Start your free trial in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today.
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we share thrilling true stories of survival, putting you in the shoes of the people who live to tell the tale. In our next season, it's February 14th, 1979. Elmo Wortman and his three children are stranded on a remote Alaskan island after a massive storm destroys their sailboat. Miles from help, they have to face the brutal cold with barely any food, only a sail for shelter, and a leaky plastic dinghy. Desperate to survive, they build a raft and try to reach safety. But as starvation and frostbite take hold, and days stretch into weeks, their endurance is pushed to the limit. Follow Against the Odds wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
All right. Well, during the break, I was walking around your hovel a little bit, and
thank you.
I found a lot of RSVP notes that said no, just like various friends. See, you got a lot of unopened mail from people that just say no.
Yeah, they write it on the outside. They're definitely not coming. It says just on the outside, it's like, nah, I don't think so, buddy. And it's like, I respect their boundaries, you know? That's what I like in a friendship.
It's tough, though, because then are you like, should I open it still? Like, is there more inside?
I'll tell you what, unopened mail, that's like a friend you haven't met yet. So I kind of save them up.
I appreciate someone who wears their nose on their sleeve. Fluff, I saw in your, I guess it's an attic, even though it's below this room. I guess that makes sense for underground homes. I found in your attic what seems to be a bunch of squirrel bones. Is that a little graveyard for old relatives, or was that there when you built it?
Not there when I built it. Those bones have been added since. I mean, if it was just bones while I was building this, I'd be like, get them out of here, you know? Those are bones of squirrels from the Squirrel Bowl. That I've defeated in combat. You keep the bones out of a show of respect that it meant something to you to destroy them in combat.
Gotcha.
That's pretty cool, right?
If you just kill someone and don't honor them in any way, it's a meaningless life and a meaningless death. What great honor to take your very enemy's bones, place them in your own home, and I'm trying to justify this. This sounds terrible. It's creepy as hell.
A lot of the skeletons were in like a sleeping position, so I don't know if they were napping on the field or what, but this doesn't feel right.
Yeah, I don't know how much of this is just I'm not a sports guy.
Is there a volcano near here?
Look, I hear you. I know it sounds a little unconventional if you've never participated in a Squirrel Bowl. You take them, you put their bones in a sleeping position in your attic, which is below the regular floor, the basement up top in the tree. It's kind of where my, you know,
that's where
my workshop is. And you put them in sleeping position for their eternal slumber. It is like a graveyard, but not for family.
Okay.
For former combatants. Yeah. They're just, and it lets them rest peacefully. That's in squirrel lore. Just classic squirrel lore.
In squirrel lore, and forgive me, I feel like I've been a squirrel. I feel like that was one of the first things I ever shifted into.
Hell yeah.
And it's been so long. Who do the squirrels sort of worship? In squirrel lore, like, who are the great sort of entities on high?
Oh, boy. There's so many. Well, there's... Okay. Well, you gotta give it up for the sun. The big orange lady in the sky. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
huge.
Okay, yeah.
Huge for us. Yep. Then, the oceans.
Yeah.
The oceans, powerful. Right. Very powerful. Scary, but I respect it.
Yeah,
I respect what they're going. Yep.
So then, worshiping a lot of nature.
A lot of nature. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We love it.
You don't see a lot of squirrels at the ocean, though.
Well, because we know it's power.
So you stay away.
We stay way. Oh, yeah. Give it a wide berth. Worship it from afar. Like it's like a high school crush. You know, like, does the ocean even know I exist? It doesn't matter. It's just that the ocean's out there. We love it.
Oh, Ani, we should let you know. Squirrels all go to school up in treetops, so it's a high school.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's only high school. We just call it school, but it's way up high. Pretty cool.
It's very cool.
Everyone's at Trinier, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's the only... That's, again, barely worth making the distinction. But we are all Triniers.
It's barely a school, to be fair. It's like you show up one day and they're like, these are nuts. This is the sun. The ocean's way over there. Don't go over there. And that's kind of it.
And then, okay. So this is the way... This is a classic first day of squirrel school lesson. Okay. They're like... We'll be like, the ocean's over there. And you're like, what's the ocean? And they're like, close your eyes. And then you go, okay, picture like a teacup.
Oh, yeah.
Bigger.
Uh-huh.
Wavier.
Ooh.
Bigger. Less tea. Oh. Still wet.
Oh.
Bam, you're there.
I'm terrified.
Right? That's why we worship it, just that fear. So we got the sun, the moon, hello. It's like, what? And then there's just this big squirrel who's named, like, Donna. And we don't worship her, but we do bring her tributes, and we do a lot of, like, respect. Like, you got to respect Donna.
You got to respect Donna. And can I ask, is that, like, a seasonal entity? Like, does Donna come in the spring or Donna in the winter or Donna in the fall?
She hibernates in the winter. Uh-huh. And then in the spring, she kind of shakes out her fur, and it is glossy and thick.
Mm-hmm.
And people bring her berries, and she kind of, like, hello. And it's a good time. It's terrific. Also, okay, I don't want to say this, but can you guys be cool?
Two of us can. Yeah,
I can be cool.
We're pretty cool.
Fuck chipmunks.
What?
Thank you.
Usador, my man.
Thank you for finally saying it.
It's like, there is a chipmunk conspiracy out there. They're trying to hoard all the berries and all the nuts in this kind of central cavern and have them all and get rid of the squirrels.
It's a long-standing face-off between the squirrels and the chipmunks, and, as a great wizard, I try not to take sides with nature, as it upsets my sweet lady love, Genlevia, but I have to side with the squirrels on this one.
Thank you.
The chipmunks are being dicks.
Yep.
And their shirts don't fit them.
Nope.
And that one is always pissing everyone off.
Hello.
It's like you just want to scream at him. I wish I knew his name.
I do.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
What's his name?
Craig.
Craig!
Doesn't it feel good?
Yes, it does feel good.
Yep, so that's kind of the central tenets of my belief system. We got sun, moon, ocean, Donna, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck chipmunks.
Yeah.
And, this is a little controversial.
Oh.
Yeah.
More than fuck chipmunks?
Oh, yeah. If you think fuck chipmunks is controversial, buckle your ass up.
Oh, boy. I don't know. I feel like I've had this conversation in the backseat of taxis before, and usually it gets pretty bad. But Arnie, I'm listening. Buckle your butt up.
Oh, it's going to get bad. You're not going to like what I have to say.
Okay. Are we almost there?
Look, yep. Pears are the chipmunk government's attempt to control our minds. You eat a pear, and it controls your mind.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. How
does that work?
How does that happen?
You eat a pear, right? You see a chipmunk eating a pear. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, that's pretty good. And then you eat the pear.
Yeah.
And you're like, these chipmunks are onto something. Maybe they don't fucking suck ass like I think they do. Maybe they're pretty cool. And you're like, oh, no, that's the mind control that's inside the pear.
And you sure you're not just being paranoid?
No, this is the only way it could be working. This is not paranoia. This is not a conspiracy. This is real shit. You eat the pear. Okay. And then you're like, maybe the chipmunk, what else do chipmunks know? Maybe I should talk to him. Maybe Craig is just providing for his family like I provide for my family. And then you throw some cold water in your face and you're like, nope, chipmunks, bad, forever, Craig, dickhead.
But do you think, Fluff, there's ever some way to come together? Can the squirrels and the chipmunks find Peach?
Oh, I love a peach and would never share it with a chipmunk. None of my life. You would have to see that ads over there. You can pry that peach out of my paws with an ads. And that's the only way that the chipmunks are getting their hands on my peach.
Oh, now he's talking to an empty chair.
See that chair?
Fluff, we're over here.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking to Craig. I'm pretending Craig is in that chair. Oh, and this is a very powerful rhetorical device. You yell at a chair, and people are like, oh, if that guy was in the chair, he'd really be getting what for right now.
Fluff, mm-hmm. When was the last time you had people over?
When is that? People come over all the time. It's a very cool spot. You can see all the nuts, my little brewskis. It's popping. This is a very popular place. I have lots of friends. They would tell you the same.
Now, I'd like to back up to that chair thing for a second.
Sure, yeah, back it up. Put your butt on it.
So, whenever I see someone yelling in a chair, I have one of two thoughts.
Go, I'd like to hear them both.
Firstly, the person that they are pretending to yell at in the chair probably does not give any shits.
Wow, okay.
Secondly, I wonder, who got turned into that chair?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a different matter. That was, that chair is made of the bones of several people who have died, several squirrels who have died in combat in the squirrel ball. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yep.
Fluff, what percentage of things would you say in your hovel are made of squirrel bones?
Okay, well, let me go bit by bit. Not the leaves, they're too soft. Not the dust. That's too dusty.
Lots of nuts and berries.
Nuts and berries? No, that's purebred nuts and berries. Yep, no squirrel bones in there. We got the refrigerator. That's squirrel bones. We got the mobile that I used to entertain my babies with. Definitely squirrel bones. Bed, squirrel bones. Armoire, squirrel bones. And you pull out a drawer, squirrel bones on the inside.
So it's built out of squirrel bones to fill with squirrel bones?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, well, those are just squirrel bones that, like, you know, sometimes you're putting together furniture and you're like, oh, what does this part do? I finished, but there's still more parts left. Just put them in a drawer.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Because you have no need for an armoire because, as we established earlier, you don't purchase clothing.
Don't purchase clothing.
No.
Mm-hmm.
It looks nice, though.
Thank you. There's a lot of bones in here. I'll tell you what. Dense bones. There's no osteoporosis in this underground hibernation station.
Fun. While you're talking about your bones, is so weird.
Not my bones. This is bones of other people.
The bones. While you're talking about squirrels. The bones,
your right
hand inched closer and closer to a knife on the counter there. Mm-hmm. Is that, were you going to make something or you?
Yeah, I was going to cut up some berries into quarters and then we could each split one like best buds.
Oh, what a host. What a host.
That's very nice.
Fluff, you know, it's unusual, I guess, but it's great that you're so crafty and using all these squirrel bones to make stuff. Although it's got to be frustrating if you want to make like a big piece of furniture or something. Like squirrel bones are not very big, you know. Sometimes you ever wish you had like a better, bigger material to work with?
Oh, yeah. I think about it all the time. Would love some bigger bones.
Oh, well, you keep talking about that, and I'm going to keep feeling the walls.
Dude, you are high on berries, and I respect it. Don't the walls feel cool?
Yeah, oh, they feel so cool. It's not like I'm looking for anything. I just like feeling the walls.
Yeah, man, we all like feeling the walls. I get you.
Speaking of being crafty, how do squirrels feel about beavers?
Love them.
Oh, chipmunks? Oh, no, you mentioned chipmunks. Groundhogs?
Fuck, dude. It's like you don't even listen when I said fuck chipmunks.
John, pay attention.
Fuck chipmunks up and down.
Sorry. Groundhogs?
Love groundhogs.
Chun, it's written, look behind you, it's written on this wall.
Yep.
Sun, oceans, respect Donna, fuck chipmunks.
Come on, dude. That's like our whole Bible.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The four commandments. Ever heard of them?
Okay. That's the first time I've ever seen a needlepoint made out of bones.
Yeah, the needle was bones. The thread was shaved bones. Oh, I'll tell you what. There's almost nothing I can't do with bones down here.
Oh, and above the fireplace, there's a little art piece that says Bone Sweet Home.
Mm-hmm. It was going to say Bone Sweet Bones, but I feel like that would be gilding the lily.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you don't want to push it. You don't. Yeah. And
then you're like, should it just be bones, bones, bones? Like at that point.
Oh yeah, bones. But when I say bones, 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 they're like, oh, bones, you mean bones, like bones, they hit bones, the R&B
bones,
song?
Bones, bones.
Mm. Yep. Can you just pay my bones? Can you pay my bones? You know what I mean?
I miss my Uncle Charles.
I know what you mean. I'm just still feeling these walls. No, no, don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't.
Chun, use that. Chun. Yeah. Okay, so I don't know if you've noticed it, but I think there's something up with Fluff. I think he might try to get our bones.
Yeah, I think he wants our bones. Yeah, he definitely wants our bones. And I was thinking about this. And that's why I'm going to tell you a secret. That's why I've been feeling the walls. I'm trying to find a way out.
Oh.
Don't tell Fluff, though.
I thought it was like a sexual thing. Just because the way
it's
you're
both.
Feeling the walls. Okay,
it's
okay.
Both.
Hey, how's it going over there? You still horned for that wall?
Oh, yeah, just horned up touching this wall.
Yeah, buddy. We've all been there. The wall is a gentle mistress.
Fluff, do you have any defensive weapons around here? Like shields or anything like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're real small.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then just like a fun follow up, like what's your like weak point? Like if we were to hit you where you would crumple.
You want to know my greatest weakness?
Yeah.
I care too much.
Oh shit. I don't know how to fight that.
I don't know
and
how to fight
kind
that.
Of a workaholic.
Oh, how do you get around empathy?
Oh shit. Guys, look, I'll tell you what. This is hard for me to admit. When I invited you down into my underground hibernation station, my goal, you look cold, sure. I didn't want you to be cold. I saw you, but I was going to steal your big old bones.
Oh, yeah. We had no idea.
Thank you for being honest.
I have a pretty good poker face. Like, that means you can poke me a lot of times and my face stays the same.
Well, one of your eyes barely works.
Yeah, that helps. It's kind of what they call a genetic advantage. So, at first, that's what I was going to do. I wanted you to hibernate down here. My kids weren't coming by. Their kids weren't coming by. They don't know the directions. They're dumb as rocks. They're so little. But now that you guys are down here, I've showed you my cool bones. You know about fuck chipmunks. I kind of feel like you guys are my best friends. And
oh.
Yeah.
Oh, and hey, guys. You know how he said his kids are dumb as rocks?
Mm-hmm.
Look at that pile of rocks over there. He just wrote kids on all of them.
Oh.
Hey, wait, do you want, as best buds, do you want me in this huddle or like, nah?
Yeah, it's like the bowl, right? We're huddling up.
Yeah,
get ready
like the bowl.
Four
best buds ready to kill our enemies.
Yeah. How do we define who our enemies are exactly in this situation?
Besides chipmunks?
Hey, man, you name them, I kill them.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's useful.
And then we hibernate. Yeah, look, I've done some things I'm not proud of. In fact, I'd be hard-pressed to name things that I've done that I am proud of. There's some stuff that I haven't done that I'm proud of not doing, but I'm probably going to do it eventually.
What's, like, three things on that list of things you haven't done?
Oof, okay. Well, disrespected Donna, that one I'm never going to do.
One.
That's, like, top of the list of things I'm proud I haven't done.
One, yeah.
Donna and I, we're solid. I guess just, like... Well, you know, turned my blade upon someone who is not my sworn enemy.
Oh, two.
Yeah, it kind of seems like chaotic. I'm a Scorpio, so that I could just do it, you know, for kicks. And then,
speaking of doing something for kicks, I just kicked his nuts. Kicked your pile of nuts over here.
Come on. I stacked them so neat.
Now, everyone, remember that this is Fluff. Who's decided he's our new best friend in the world.
Yeah, four best buds.
And we would never, ever exploit his weaknesses, which is why we would never tell him about the tree that we passed on the way in here that was filled with more acorns than I've ever seen.
Hold on. Are you shitting me right now?
Oh, yeah. So many acorns. Like acorns coming out the butt of this tree. If trees had butts, this tree's butt would be full of acorns. I mean, you could work on that tree all day long.
You, sir, what are you talking about? All the trees we passed were barren. Like, it's winter.
You, sir, what are you talking about? Trees do have butts. It's the back of the tree.
Yeah, I know. My man Usador is telling me about the coolest tree I've ever heard of. I'm going to close my eyes. You describe it to me.
All right. Close your eyes. Okay, think of a tree.
Yep.
One of the trees has acorns in it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now imagine that there were, like, double that amount of acorns.
Fuck me.
Wait, but I'm not done yet. Double it again.
Goddamn.
And bonk.
Oh, ow.
I should have hit him instead of just saying bonk.
Look.
He's so empathetic, though. When you kicked the nuts and when you said bonk, he said ow both times.
I went, ow. Yeah, I cared too much. It feels like you know that about me, and you do this to hurt me.
I'm sorry. We should let you know. We have a sword, okay? We have an obsidian sword. We have a wizard. I'm a shapeshifter. We don't want any trouble.
I'm from another world.
Say. Yeah, he's from another world.
I probably know things from my world that could help defend me from a squirrel.
Hold on. These are things you're saying. You're saying you don't want trouble. That's stuff you would bring up if you did want trouble.
What?
Yeah.
No. I don't want trouble.
You, nobody's ever like, I have a sword. I don't want trouble. That's like me being like, fuck chipmunks. Yeah, whatever, Craig. Keep walking.
Why does Craig have to wear a C on his shirt? That's what pisses me off. Like, the rest of the chipmunks don't get to have a letter on their shirt.
He is the captain.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. Never mind.
Yeah, that's it, signifies he's the captain.
And he still wants a hula hoop?
Still wants a hula hoop. Always. No, all the chipmunks.
It. Don't get it.
Going on and on and on. They love hula hoops. Anyway, you guys were saying you didn't want trouble in a way that I found weirdly menacing. Continue. Please.
No, I'm just saying I wish you wouldn't.
You wish I wouldn't what?
I mean, if I'm putting all the context clues together, it seems like...
Yeah.
Like you said, you wanted our big old bones.
Oh, yeah, there. I imagine you've got some big, sweet bones. I could build some kind of in-wall bookshelf out of them, which I've always wanted. But, as I said, best buds wouldn't take your bones.
Oh.
Yeah, the bone thing, that's fluff of the past. This now, fluff present, yeah. The fluff of solstice present, he's here. He's present. He's living in the moment with his three best buds.
Guys, I can't tell. His poker face is too good. I can't tell if he's fluffing.
Here, poke me, and I'll tell you. Just keep poking me, and I'll ask me any question, and I have to tell you the truth.
All right, I'll go first. Are you going to try to kill us?
No.
Are you going to try to kill us?
No.
Are you going to try to kill us?
No.
Are you going to try to kill us?
No.
Are you going to try to kill us?
If you keep poking me, maybe. That's a lot of pokes for the same question.
All right. Sorry. I don't know how it works.
Okay, I have one.
We're figuring this out together.
I have one. Here we go. Okay. Were you trying to kill us?
Oh, yeah. Yep, definitely. For sure. Yeah. Okay. I had a plan, and I think it was working. I think we were like 80% of the way there to your bones, my furniture. I'll tell you what turned me around.
Mm-hmm.
I invited you down here.
Yeah.
Arnie said, Fluff, can I ask you a question? And that touched my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Most people, they don't want to know anything about Fluff. They're always telling me stuff.
Yeah.
Or they're just shooting me with mean looks. They're shooting mean looks at me. And it's been a while. It's been a while since anybody's wanted to know what's in here, you know?
It's like I always say, interesting people are interested. Arnie, you took interest in him. And you never at once, I don't think, called him a talking squirrel, which I honestly was afraid you were going to do, but thank you for not doing that.
Yeah, we just go by squirrel.
Look, it's a winter solstice miracle. I have saved our lives with the podcast, because if I weren't recording the podcast, I probably wouldn't fucking ask anything, right? I'd just be like...
Yeah, just live your life.
I'm trying to generate some content here, basically.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, on a lot of podcasts I've heard of, if they were some interviewers, they wouldn't ask any questions. They'd just be like, buy these fancy underpants. And it's like, no, man, I got all my fur I need. Hold on. You know what? I know that the freeze is just getting started for the winter, but my heart's thawing. Give me just a second. Mm-hmm. Hey, Craig! Yeah, Craig!
Yeah?
Oh, hey, man. You were right there.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I just want to tell you, I'm so sorry. I've been kind of a prick, and I think your jacket's cool with the C on it. And when I tried the pear, I liked the pear, and it was nice of you to share the pear. And, you know, I wore this cool tinfoil hat because I thought it would make me look cool to you in your jacket. And I'm done with that shit. Chipmunks are cool. They're like squirrels, but also cool.
You really mean it?
Yeah, Craig, I mean it. You know how for years I would just make you hibernate out in the cold or in the kind of the knot of a tree and wouldn't invite you in despite my cavernous hibernation station?
Uh-huh.
This year, I want you to hibernate with me, man.
Okay. I always thought you were cool and I always wanted to do that.
Oh, thanks, dude. Guys, this is the best. Yeah. This is the most buds I've ever had.
I was surprised when you called for him that he was so nearby. It's almost like he was spying on us.
I wasn't spying on you, you big fat idiot.
Well, you're listening now.
Craig. Friends, man. Be cool.
All right.
Craig, do you mind opening the door from the outside?
Yeah, let me open the door right up. There you go. You're right. Free. You can go anywhere you want now.
Wow. Cool.
So, is that what you're saying? You're saying you're ready to go?
I'm afraid we have to continue on our journey, for we are destined to take on the Dark Lord and defeat him in battle and save all of Foon, including the squirrels and the chipmunks. And Fluff, I ask of you, when the time comes and Usador calls for all his reinforcements, will you join me at my side and rise up to destroy him? The Dark Lord, I mean.
Yeah, man, I got like no conscience. I'll do whatever. I am loyal. And I told you, I'm a machine.
All right.
You see all these bones? You don't get bones like this by accident.
Fluff, it's not just because you're covered in batshit, but I just want to apologize because I thought you were insane. And it seems like you actually have a pretty good head on your shoulders.
Thanks, man.
A lot of heads.
Actually, hold on. I was wearing another squirrel's head on top of my head as a helmet of victory.
Oh, God.
I am so sorry. Yeah.
That's why he wasn't blinking.
What the fuck?
Yep.
What the fuck?
This is what I look like.
Oh, he's covered in blood. He's covered in blood.
Oh, I'm not always covered
just
in blood.
Viscera all over his snout.
Oh, no. That's a sometimes thing.
It's, guys, you know, Fluff, that's on us. You didn't blink once. Your mouth didn't move at all. Mm-hmm. That's totally on us. We should have seen that. And I'm so sorry.
Okay, quick question. Whoa. Do you need me to re-describe my grandchildren? Just because I look a little different than you picture.
I think we've got it.
Okay.
How about we're going to describe your grandchildren back to you just to make sure we got it. So why don't you close your eyes again?
Sounds great.
Okay. And if it sounds like we're getting further away, it's just because we are walking away.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That don't makes worry sense. About it. Imagine your own children. They're about the same. Look the same as you, but they get a little bit smaller.
A little bit smaller.
Yeah. A little bit smaller.
A little bit smaller.
Oh, wait, why did I close my eyes? Shit. Guys, wait up for me.
Shut the door. Run. Come on, Sean.
Wait, guys. It is fucking cold out here.
That was a fucking killer hang with three of my four best buds.
Yeah, high fives.
Hey, what's up, Craig? Dude, we're going to have a hell of a winter.
Yeah, I'm wearing another head, too. Look.
Dude, you're a fucking savage, and I respect it.
Matt, props to you.
Sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. I left my recording equipment here, but I'm going to take this with me.
Dude.
Yeah, fuck you.
Craig, be cool. This is Arnie. He's nice.
All right. Bye, Arnie.
Look, I know we're running away and everything, but, like, I feel like I could pick both of you. You're a squirrel and a chipmunk.
Don't fucking try it.
Yeah, Arnie, I've defended you to Craig, but you're saying some pretty messed up stuff right now.
I'm like 100 times bigger than both of you, and I'm not saying it wouldn't be messy.
Have you, look me in the eyes, what was the last thing you killed?
I've killed a lot of things on accident, but there's so many episodes, it's hard to remember.
All right.
What's the last thing you killed, Fluff?
You see those bones?
Oh yeah, there's so many bones in here.
Yeah, dude.
That's all him.
That's all me. Craig keeps his bones in another tree. They call him Craig Bones.
Arnie, what are you doing? Arnie, come on. Okay, sorry, I got...
What are you waiting for? Come on, let's go.
I got drawn into this weird pissing contest with a squirrel and a chipmunk. Happy winter solstice.
Those guys are the best.
Oops, sorry, I left this other mic here. I'll be back.
When Fluff asked Arnie, what's the last thing you killed? Who else shouted the momentum of this episode? Just me. You've been listening to the last 2020 episode of Hello from the Magic Tavern. Your human relationships may be in shambles, and that new swimming pool still isn't much more than an afternoon's worth of desperate scratching at the earth after you fired the contractor because they refused to admit that King simply doesn't understand what Kubrick was going for. But at least you have this. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Fluff the Squirrel was played by special guest Josh Gondelman, podcast mainstay and hero of modern-style gentle comedy. Let's just say if something were to happen to Paul F. Tompkins, you better believe they're rushing Gondelman to a bunker. Check out Josh's podcast, Make My Day. And should you know how to read, check out his book, Nice Try, Stories of Best Intentions and Mixed Results. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer, Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Chris Rathjen. Special assistance provided by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme music by Andy Poland. As I've mentioned now twice, after thousands of letters, a full-page ad in the New York Times, and one very pissy MoveOn.org petition, we have spontaneously decided to take 2 weeks off. Take some time to heal and work on you. Next week, I will be throwing a special winter solstice bonus something or other in the feed. The week after that, literally nothing. And on January 4th, we'll be back with content that will have you begging for what came the week before. Happy holidays, audience. And remember, whatever it is you wish for, it only takes one collapsed quantum barrier for that wish to assume an evil physical form that will be both ironic and relentless. Joyeux Noël.
Christmas time is here. Time for joy.
Craig!
And time.
In 1976, a Georgia native, Navy veteran, and peanut farmer named Jimmy Carter won his bid for the presidency. What Carter didn't know then was that the next 4 years would be the most difficult he could ever imagine. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American History Tellers. We take you to the events, times, and people that shaped America and Americans, our values, our struggles, and our dreams. In our latest series, we explore Jimmy Carter's time in the White House, from his unexpected presidential victory as an outsider vowing to clean up Washington, to his remarkable diplomatic breakthroughs and legislative accomplishments on energy, education, and the environment. But Carter also faced crushing challenges as he worked to lead the country through energy shortages, sky-high inflation, and the Iran hostage crisis. Follow American History Tellers on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.